Try to please Bhagawan only. So Bhaktivinoda Thakurji like this, he's saying that don't become attached to all these things. This attachment is the root of all anarthas, taking the shelter of the Vaishnavas. After that, one develops nishtha, faith. In the fourth stage, one gets ruchi, taste, then asakti, then bhav. And six, these, then after asakti, vipralambamayi, prem. And in the eighth stage, sambhogrupi prem. This comes. This is Ashtakaliya Leela pastimes. Radha Krishna's eternal meeting, whatever these Ashtakaliya pastimes are, only this can give qualification to enter into these pastimes. That's why this book should be heard properly and understood properly. We will try to understand and read this book seriously. Speaking in Bengali, same things. This is like a river, flow of a river. It is flowing. After 2-3 days, the stream, where does it go? It goes to the sea, this stream. Similarly, our bhajan is also like a stream. Slowly we will see. We are performing bhajan. We have Guru Nishtha or no? Is our anartha going away or no? Are we getting detachment towards our wife or husband or family members? Is it coming detachment or no? And also you should see that, are we developing taste towards chanting Harinam? Do we have asakti towards, without Harikatha, listening Harikatha, it's not possible. All the material attachments will be finished, and thereafter bhav will develop, manifest in one's heart, and thereafter vipralamba bhav, and then sambhav bhav. These are Ashtakaliya pastimes. You will experience all these, realize all these. If we are not in the stream of this river, then there is something wrong. Either maybe the Guru is not giving proper direction, or maybe we are wrong. If Gurudev is bona fide, we have ruchi, nishtha, everything, but our Guru is not so qualified, then must understand that some fault is in Guru. Then offer him respects, take his instruction, and go to other higher Shiksha Guru and take instruction from him. And if it is proper, everything there, and something wrong with us, then you should improve yourself. Slowly, sequentially, you will reach the stage of prem. You should try for this. It is possible to reach the stage of bhavavastha in this human form of life. It's not so easy. That's why you should hear all these things, and you should follow all this. Whatever you hear, this is the wealth of our life. Keep this in your pockets, in your hearts, and proceed. Translation.
Still, as Saraswati Brahma, we'll continue chanting every morning. But from now on, the morning time, we'll hear from Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda, Sri Bhadrasara Bhakti. Especially those who desire to perform bhajan, they should understand what is this bhajan Bhakti. Rather than confidential or secret thing. So we should hear very carefully and try to understand what is Vajranahasya, the confidential truth of Vajran. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his own hands, has written eight verses that is Sri Chaitanya. In this Vajranahasya, there is an explanation of Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda of this Sri Chaitanya of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, Krishna's pastimes are divided into eight divisions or eight yam, after yam. In the daytime, there are three. In the nighttime, there are also three. And in the sankhya, in the joining of morning and in the morning time and the evening time, there are also two. So 3 plus 3 plus 2, 8 yamas. Especially the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, with their siddhaya, their internally conceived spiritual body, they always remember these 8 periods of Krishna's pastimes and engage in service to them. Therefore, how to do that is always present in Bhagavad-gita. The 8 divisions of Krishna's pastimes are Vikrata-diva, Pratakala, Purva-diva, Madhyam-diva, Sayam-diva, Pradhan-diva, Sainta-diva, then again Vishanta-diva. So just as there are 8 verses in Chikshastika, as there are 8 divisions of Krishna's pastimes, there are also these 8 stages of attainment of devotional service, as we've been hearing at all throughout the past of the Sangha. First, there is Shraddha, or faith. By that faith, one takes shelter of a bona fide guru and begins the process of devotion, which is called the Bhajana Kriya. By that Bhajana Kriya, one experiences anas and avritti, or cessation of disturbing elements. What is anasa? Anasa. Anasa means which is valuable. Anasa, which has no value. Therefore, forgetting Krishna Shabbat, that is the real anasa. That manifests in considering in conception of I am mine. I am this body, and what belongs to this body in terms of wife, wealth, children, house. This belongs to me, it's for my enjoyment. This is the root of all the nonsense. By this you think, by accumulating money, I will be happy. But do not think like this. By attachment to wealth, one will simply take birth again and end up like a snake. The snake always protects his wealth. One will be like Kumbhara sitting on his money. Therefore, we should accumulate enough wealth which is sufficient to maintain the body. Because at the time of death, we will not take even one rupee with us, or to speak of family members. We should not be like donkeys, simply carrying a heavy load with no benefit to ourselves. Therefore, whatever you do in this world, we should do for the happiness and the service of our Lord. We should have no attachment. And this attachment is the root cause of all other nonsense or unwanted desire. Therefore, after them, another ingredient comes, nishtha, fixed determination, ruchi, taste, ashati, attachment, bhavabhakti, then, oh, when I'm not correct here, then vidaha, then vipralaprasya, therefore, by hearing very carefully this bhagavad-gita, we will attain the qualification to enter into all of these things. Especially after coming middle of Radha Krishna. Therefore, here, and not only here, we try to understand the subject matter and try to enter. In a flowing river that is also called the Dala, the water, therefore, what is water is there today now, after 2 or 3 days, will go anywhere, even to Allah, Allah, Prayan, means it's always moving. Therefore, our budget should be like it. It should always be progressing.
Dynamic.
Therefore, we should try and understand where they're living. Our mountains are going, Mr. Appears, but we still maintain attachments to women. Do we have taste in taking the name or in hearing Harikatha? If one has developed attachment to hearing Harikatha, then definitely all announcements of unwanted desires will be destroyed. Then after this, one will easily achieve bhava-bhakti. Therefore, despite all this, there may be some hope. Even though we may not do the nishtha, performing the nishtha of devotion, we are not improving. Then it could be the fault in the spiritual master, the shikshaku. In that case, one should take the shelter of a high class shikshaku. And if shikshaku is okay, still we are not advancing, there must be the hole is enough, the fault is enough. Therefore, we should endeavor to increase our devotion and steadily, steadily progress towards the stage of Prema Bhakti. Therefore, the achieved. And having achieved the state of Bhavati, all these unwanted announcements and desires will never return. They are not here. And here, I try to follow nicely and carry it for that with you always in your heart.
Now, we will go to Akroor Ghat, so there we will speak about, thereafter we will go to the place of Brahmapatnis where the Sakhas were, and then Hatrol where Krishna went to beg for. Krishna's friends went to beg for something to eat, but all the friends are hungry in the forest. Then we will go to Anandham. There, prasad, everything will be served there. Nothing will be cooked here. Everybody should go there. Everybody should go.
We are going to get the Pakti place due to the all who there in Akroor. After all, the Pakti stand, we will take free spot, and in Anandagram, we will take for so you must go all and also, Guru Sami in Anandagram, so everyone should come up with Alex.
There you go. Isha Prabhu? There you go, Isha Prabhu.
No question,
no, nothing,
nothing.
Isha Prabhu? Isha Prabhu, it is finishing here.
I am not going on parikram.
No. Haribo.
Haribo, Prabhuji, Dhanavats.
We are moving now.
Okay, where is everybody going?
Prabhu, I will not be able to go on parikram today. I have to take Ganga Devi to Govardhan today.
Okay, so I'll call Vasanti Didi. Thank you for your help, Prabhu. Stay with us. Don't go away. We'll catch up with Vasanti.